Classic Hits 98.9 WGEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Grun. With me in the studio today for Fairbury History Friday is Dale Maley. He is a historian and author from Fairbury. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're going to be talking about the library in Fairbury today, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Where do we start?
So the official name of the library in Fairbury is the Dominey Memorial Library. So if we go back in time to the turn of the last century, around 1900, Fairbury was a booming town, but they had no library. Now, Lorenzo Dominey was a wealthy banker and landowner, and they had their own bank named Beach and Dominey. And you might remember from that Beach name, that was Thomas Beach. He was the guy that when he died, I estimate he was worth $50 million, and he has a nice house in Fairbury that has the two lions in the front yard. So Mr. Dominey was associated with Mr. Beach in their own bank, and he married Phoebe and Curl. They had a daughter, Hazel, born in 1884. But Hazel died in July of 1901, so she was just 2 months past her 17th birthday. So Mr. and Mrs. Dominey started a plan to donate money to fund a library in memory of their 17-year-old daughter. But then exactly 1 year after the daughter dies, the husband dies, Mr. Dominey, a year later in July of 1902, and he was only 58 years old. Well, shortly after he died, the Walton brothers, who had the department store in Fairbury for years and years, and they donated a lot of things to the city, the Walton brothers decided, well, they would provide a library. So Mrs. Dominey, she was forced to move quickly before the Walton brothers did a library. She wanted to do one and then name it after their daughter. So she moved quickly. They chose a site at the corner of 3rd and Walnut Street, as Mr. Dominey had wanted. And then she had a list of requirements. And the library needed to be completed by January 1, 1905. She reserved the right to name the building, and the name would never be changed. She also had a list of rules the library would be operated by, and the city would forever maintain the building and keep it a free public library. So her rules were accepted. Construction started in the fall of 1904. Now, they hired an architect for this project named Paul O. Moratz. And it turns out he's a pretty prominent Bloomington architect. He designed libraries for Edwardsville, El Paso, Fairbury, Farmington, Greenville, Paxton, Pekin, and many other small to medium-sized communities. So by the spring of 1905, they had the new library completed at a cost of $12,000. That would be about $320,000 in today's 2015 dollars. The dedication for the library was held June 12, 1905. Now, what's unique about this building is the architecture with a large dome for the reading room. Inside the dome is a large reading room with a fireplace and a big clock. A couple of years ago, a major building addition was completed, so now it's a very modern and up-to-date library. There's a large community conference room in the basement for community meetings. They have a summer reading program for children, and they have a lot of historical assets in there. If you're interested in history or genealogy, they have the microfilm or microfiche of the Blade newspaper going back to when it was created. There's a whole history section in the library. They also have an online search if you think your relative is buried in a Fairbury area cemetery. There's a part of their website you can search the cemetery. There's also Mylar or plastic maps of the cemeteries. There's also a copy of the two volumes of the book where the three ladies went out to every cemetery in Livingston County and wrote down all the information off the gravestones. They can borrow books from other libraries. They also have Alma Lewis James' book on Fairbury history, Stuff Clubs, and Anna McCassar's. They also have all four of my history books if you're interested in Fairbury history. And I have to say, library staff's very patient and helpful. After all, they put up with my many hours of researching the microfilm on the Blade. So very patient ladies. I recently donated 1885 Mylar maps of Fairbury. They're now available if you go in and ask for them. That library is one block south of Main Street, just south of the historic old City Hall, and it really stands out because of the large dome in the architecture side.
I was going to say, that's the very first thing I noticed about the library, because when you're going into town, it's right across the street from Dave's, and you park, and you look south and you're like, wow, what is that building? And then you see the sign. Oh, it's our library. That is so cool, though, really.
Right. I got to add one more little story.
Sure.
So when I was a kid in the mid-1960s, I grew up on a farm north of town. Now, if you were well-behaved that week, you might get to go to town with your mother to go to Dave's Supermarket on her weekly shopping trip. So if I was on good behavior, I got to go into town. So I went into Dave's supermarket and I found an empty grocery box. So I took that empty grocery box across the street, like you said, over to the library, and then I filled it up with books. Now, the librarian said, oh, we're only supposed to loan one book at a time, but I guess we could bend the rules if you promise to read all those books and return them all next week when you come back.
Okay.
And I said, sure. So I went on to be a lifetime reader. I've written many technical papers, books, etc. So thank goodness for librarians that are willing to bend the rules.
That's such a great story. That really is. Something else I noticed when you were talking about the rules when they first built the library, that the city would keep it up and everything. But they do all sorts of fundraising through the Friends of Dominey Memorial Library. Have you ever been involved in their fundraising for that?
No, I'm just aware of their fundraising activities. And I use their community conference room in the basement to give history talks,
yeah,
for example. Yes.
And I know they've done expansions of the building, too, just recently, really, in the last couple of years, I think.
That is correct. It's they expanded out to the east, and it's really a beautiful library. So if you get a chance, just go in and look inside and walk under the dome. And if you ask the ladies, give my name, Dale Maley, I'm sure they'll remember who I am. So they'll be happy to have visitors.
Very good. Well, what are we going to be talking about next week now?
Well, today we covered the library, so I thought next time we'd cover the history of the museum in Fairbury.
Wow, that'll be interesting. I had no idea there was a museum. Well,
yes.
We're going to learn a lot next week then, aren't we?
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. We've been talking to Dale Maley. He is an author and historian from Fairbury. Thanks for joining us again. I can't wait to talk to you next week. You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.